At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, tonight, the NCAA tournament resumes. Obviously, the Sweet 16 is now underway, and Michigan State right now up 4 points on Kansas State in the first game of the night. Michigan State, Rob, a 7 seed. Now, they're obviously a strong program now, you know, year in, year out, but they're just a 7 seed this year, and Kansas State's a 3 seed. So right now, they're leading the charge for an upset. We also got Arkansas and UConn tonight. Arkansas 8, UConn number 4 seed. Florida Atlantic a 9 seed versus Tennessee a 4 seed. And then we talked to Tracy Murray, the UCLA grad, last night. And UCLA, the second number 2 seed, they play 3rd seeded Gonzaga in the nightcap. And Rob, if you noticed, as I read off those seeds, I did it for a reason. A lot of them were low.
Right.
9 seeds and 4 seeds. 4 isn't that low, but still, yeah, 7 seed. And this has been a year of some upsets. The first time, Rob, since 1980, that at least one of these teams is not in the Sweet 16, and that would be Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina.
That's
the most successful programs of the last 40 years, right?
And when you say
UCLA
that,
UCLA used to be, but now it's those are the top four.
Right. And for you to say that this hasn't happened since 1980, that's a long time ago, more than a generation.
Yep.
It tells you about the changing of the guard. And Tracy Murray talked about it with the transfer portal, Chris, NAIL, the name, likeness, and image and likeness, you know, that has balanced out some people, and people can move on. They're not getting playing time. They were a big recruit. They were at a big school, but they're not playing. They might take a step down.
Mid-major. Right.
Right, mid-major, and now they're the man there. So, right. So those right. things have happened. And, you know, it's always, Chris, I think it's always good to have new blood, not the same old, but it is kind of like to not have any of those in schools in it is weird. And I do want to see the ratings. I know they have been very good, and that's good for the NCAA. That these upsets have
they've been the best ever,
which is mind-boggling.
The Sports Business Journal said the NCAA tournament's first round was the most watched first round ever.
That's mind-boggling, Chris, because when we were growing up, you didn't have many choices.
No.
And when you didn't have that many channels. So when you talk about, you know, the Magic Bird game, that's still one of the highest rated sporting events ever.
Like right. That game, and it's the most watched college game ever, basketball game. And it'll always be, it'll always be. Because
Chris, it was like 35
million,
right?
As you said,
million,
you didn't have
right?
any options. It's like, and I don't know exactly.
Million.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was a huge number even for back then.
And remember,
then.
Our population as a nation wasn't as big as it is now.
Right.
But you had three channels.
You had
three major channels. Cable was probably just
infancy.
Starting out.
Right.
Yeah. No, most people didn't have cable.
Remember,
I didn't have cable growing up until I was, I want to say, seventh grade.
Wow. You know when I got cable, Chris? No lie. When I went to college. When I moved to Connecticut.
That's pretty close. I mean, not even joking. That's about when about 5 years older than me?
I'm five years older.
Yeah, that was when I was in seventh grade, around the same time.
That was the first time I had cable TV. There was a big scandal in Queens growing up. Like, the borough president had some sort of, Chris, he was holding the cable companies hostage because, you know, Queens has a lot of homes, houses.
Right.
And middle class people. And so they wanted a payoff from the cable company. As soon as Donald Manus committed suicide, we got cable, it felt like the next week.
So the guy that was holding him hostage committed suicide?
Yeah, they found out about the scandal and everything, and he wound up committing suicide. Donald Manus, he was the borough president for Queens. But anyway, my point was, I didn't see cable till I was in college. So I just had the four or five channels we all had.
Yep. And you're right. And some people say, well, it's on four stations, you know, CBS, True TV, TBS, TNT. But still, Rob, I still think back then they had the advantage because it were three channels. So amazing that they've done this. And I think the what we want to throw out eventually in a few minutes to our listeners is, do you like the parity? Because, Rob, there's always been that debate. Right? Is a dominant team or two or three better for a league than just having parity, right? Where anybody's got a shot. And, you know, I always point to with the NBA in the 70s, that was the most parity the NBA ever had. Eight teams won championships in that decade. 8 out of 10 years, you know, it was a different champion. And then in the 80s, Rob, the 70s was the worst era for the NBA, the worst decade for the NBA for various reasons.
There was drug
it was
issues, Chris.
Yeah.
It was still on tape delay for the championship. I remember, and this is no lie, Howard Cosell, you remember, Chris, had a segment on the radio called Howard Cosell, speaking of sports, Howard Cosell. And he came on and he talked about, like, the blue bloods of the NBA, Chris, were talking about breaking off from the NBA. That's how bad it was. Like, they wanted
in the
to start
70s?
They wanted to start their own league.
So where was this while the ABA was in existence or what?
Yes, but they were talking about, this is before the merger, and it was like the Knicks, the Celtics, you know, like, I'm trying to think who else.
The Lakers.
You know, like those kind of franchises. We're talking about having their own league. I'm going to Google it later and try to find it.
I've never even heard about that. But obviously, I mean, yeah, you had the ABA up until they merged in 76.
Right.
And half of the best players in the world were playing in the ABA. And so, like you said, the NBA, their games were on tape delay. And that was parity. And then in the 80s was the golden era that brought the league back and began its resurgence and its renaissance. And Rob, not only did there were, I believe, let's see, you had the Lakers, the Sixers, the Celtics, and the Pistons. Only four teams won championships in the 80s, and only five reached the finals. Houston Amazing. Was the other team. Like, so in a whole decade, only five teams reached the finals, and yet that was the golden era of the NBA. And recently, Golden State's been dominant. You had Cleveland meeting them in the playoffs. Those were good. You know, it's been popular with Golden State. So, you know, I've always felt like the history seems to show that while we like parity, we also maybe prefer a dominant team, a giant.
But they have to be good, though. They have to really be like, people do want like that juggernaut, that team, even if it's to hate, Chris. You know, like even if it's to hate to see them lose or try to, you know, like right. there's a part
now,
of that
think
as well.
Golden State, when Durant went there, was a little right. too much. That was a little too much because and maybe it was the way it happened, Rob. You know what I mean? I mean, if they had just organically, I'm not even speaking against player empowerment, but obviously they recruited him. He wanted to go there. And it just seemed unfair. But that I don't know how great that was for the league. Because I like seeing, you know, some of these great players spread out and then may the best man, you know, win. In the 90s, Rob, that was an era. Because like I said, the 80s, we talk about Magic and Bird and all that. But very few other teams had a chance. Because those were super teams. They were organically built, but they were right. super teams. Right. And then in the 90s, it was like everybody had their team, right? Jordan had his team. Barkley had his team. Olajuwon, Ewing, Reggie Miller, Karl Malone and Stockton. You know, like Clyde Drexler with Portland. Everybody had their squad. And then it was like, okay, who's really the boss? David Robinson with the Spurs. And Jordan was the boss. And, you know, so it was like you kind of had parity in it that it was like, okay, we got a superstar and all these different teams have a superstar, but Jordan dominated. So it became, you know, a dominant, you know.
Right.
I mean, one
but during that
team.
Time, though, you know, even though they won all the time, Chris, you know, like Ewing and them made a run. There were teams that were good, the Pacers.
That you
like,
thought could challenge
them. That
right,
you thought
I agree.
Could challenge
yeah.
them. It
yeah.
wasn't like, oh, the Knicks got no shot. Like, it wasn't like that.
Oh, no. The Knicks were, I mean, that was, they were a rival, even though they never really
they
beat Jordan.
Right, they never beat them, but they
were
a rival.
Right. Indiana was a rival.
Yep.
And he was just, you know, he was just that good. And that's why he's pretty much universally recognizes the GOAT.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did you see the Mavericks-Warriors game last night?
The highlights.
Yeah, so you saw all the commotion and the hubbub about a play late in the third quarter?
Yes.
For those that might not have seen it, the Golden State Warriors beat Dallas 127-125 on the road. That was their second straight road win for the Warriors. So, you know, maybe they're playing a little bit better on the road. But anyway, they obviously won by 2 points. And with a minute 56 left in the third quarter, a player for the Warriors missed the three-pointer. It went out of bounds off of a player, and the referee clearly signaled that it was the Golden State Warriors ball. And then fairly quickly, he signaled for a timeout that the Mavericks had called, and he pointed to the Mavs. And Kevon Looney for the Warriors, Rob, did initially like look at the referee like, what? Like, he thought he was calling the ball for the Mavericks. And the ref explained to him quickly, no, that was a timeout. It's Warriors' ball.
And the Mavericks were lined up, right, Chris, on the offensive end?
Well, at this point, no. I mean, I'm just explaining the actual play first. And then they go to the bench and they have their timeout. And then when they come back out on the floor, Golden State lines up for an out-of-bounds play underneath its own basket, or, you know, the basket is trying to score it. And the Mavericks are on the other side of the court. Two of their players are at half court just looking at the Warriors. And the Warriors are like, okay. And they throw it in to Kevon Looney, and he goes in for an easy dunk. And that was 2 points. And look, I think most people would understand, Rob, like, okay, I'm not saying every bucket isn't important, but you know, Rob, you got 14 minutes left. That 2 points, I would not say, even though they lost by two, that that was the game, that it would have been a tie had it not been for those 2 points. Because, Rob, you know it, everything changes now, right? Maybe the Mavericks play or the Warriors play more desperately because they don't have those 2 points. Whatever, it just, you can't say that something with 14 minutes left to go, it would have been the outcome of the game or change, you know, been the deciding factor in the game. But the controversy is that Mark Cuban started tweeting that the official had initially called the ball for the Mavericks and confused them. But when you look at the tape, Rob, he didn't call it for the Mavericks. Like, yeah, but I don't know what in the world Mark Cuban's looking at. He clearly called the ball for the Warriors.
That is questionable, and the confusion is that official Michael Smith must have thought the ball was Dallas's ball because he was positioned on the same end of the floor as the Mavericks.
Well,
Why was he there?
I have no idea.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter to me.
I'm just saying.
Right. Cuban's argument.
What is he doing there? I'm just saying he didn't know what was going on because he shouldn't have been at that end of the floor if the ball is the other way.
Well, maybe he was down there because the Mavericks were down there. I mean, the Mavericks lined up down there. You got three officials. You had one at half court, one really more like toward the hash mark.
I'm just saying that's a little bit.
And you had one under the basket.
It's
but
then,
look,
weird.
This is to me.
No, I'm not making it like
this,
it's the, like it made
BS
the difference
for
in the
Mavericks
game.
No, I get
but
that.
But I'm just saying, like, there was confusion there, and I don't know how they inbound. How do they give it the ball when you see the other team's not there, Chris? Like.
Because, Rob, if a team, I'm not saying you're siding with the Mavericks.
I'm not.
My thesis statement is this. The Mavericks made a colossal error. It's not the official's fault. They never called the ball for the Mavericks. I don't know why in the world you thought it was called for the Mavericks. Now, Cuban tweeted this too, Rob. And if this is true, then he is right, and he has a because he said he's going to protest. He has 48 hours
Chris,
to protest. It costs $10,000 to
I'm
protest.
I'm 59 years old. I've never seen a protest work in any sport.
The last one to work in the NBA was 2008.
And they changed the game?
They awarded the – well, you know, you had to replay, I think, the last minute and a half or something like that.
Wow.
But this would be the last 14 minutes. He's not going to win because in his tweet, he said the referee called the ball for the Mavericks. No, he did not. He clearly called it. We all watched it on tape. He called it for the Warriors. Now, Cuban, so that's wrong, number one. Number two, Rob, Cuban did say this in his tweet. The announcer in the arena announced that it was the Mavericks ball. Now, if that's true, then Cuban now has something. I still don't think the league would change, you know, give this to the Mavericks and play the last 14 minutes of the game. But that would be something that Cuban could stand on. But here's my issue with that, Rob. I looked in all the Dallas Morning News, The Athletic, ESPN. I listened to Jason Kidd and Steve Kerr, and nobody else said the arena announcer announced that it was the Mavericks ball.
Right. Just Mark Cuban.
Yeah. So now that shouldn't be difficult to, right? I mean, to find out. And so if that didn't happen,
you could get a replay of the game. That was on television.
I mean, I know some people tried to look at it and they couldn't hear it or something. But my point, so ultimately, Rob, I think it was an embarrassing gaffe by the Mavericks. And I don't want to hear, like, first of all, they would have lost by five. They hit a three-pointer at the buzzer when the game was over. You know, but I just think, Rob, that was their fault and not the officials' fault. And I hear you on the referee, but Rod, like,
that,
and you
just
said,
strange
like,
to me, right?
Well, and, like and I said, he may you, have been down you. There just because the other team was down there.
All right, let me ask you as a referee, okay? Did you ever referee, Chris? I never refereed.
I mean, like intramurals in college, okay. Yeah.
If the other team's not there to defend the basket, would you give the ball to Golden State to inbound?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you just
because it's not. See, when you met like if I'm a football referee, and you got 12 players on the field, I'm not going to be like, hey, you got 12 people on the field.
No, I get that.
No, I'm going to call a penalty.
But
if you got
10
players on the field, I'm not going to say, hey, get another guy out there. I'm going to say,
no, I agree with that, but they're not defending the goal at all. They're at the other end of the court. Don't you look and go, no, don't you look and go that there's confusion here. I want to make sure that you guys know it's not your ball.
Nah, you should know.
Now, I'm asking.
If I said it was your ball and then changed it, yes, you're right. If the announcer announced that it was your ball over the loudspeaker, absolutely. I totally agree with you, Rob.
Okay.
But
that's
if we never gave any indication, which I from tape, there was never any indication that it was their ball, then no. I mean, that's your fault for being dumb, just to keep it real. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. So I don't know. I think Mark Cuban, this is ridiculous. Now, again, if we find out the announcer announced it, then all of this I said, take it away. Because that would be a reason to think you've got the ball. But I didn't hear Jason Kidd say, yeah, the announcer announced it. I didn't hear Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr said when he saw them lined up on the other side of the court, he was like, I had to really do a double take and think, like, is this our basket? You know, he didn't say, well, yeah, I mean, I get it because the announcer said it was, you know, like nobody else heard it. And so I just think it's a mistake. But ultimately, Rob, I want to talk a little bit about the Mavericks. They are 3-6. This is interesting. Kyrie didn't play last night and they played well, but they lost the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they were close enough to try to win, have a chance to win. But they're 3-6 in games with Luka and Kyrie playing. And this isn't great either, but they're 4-5 when one or the other plays. You know, like when Luka plays without Kyrie. Or
they actually
plays.
Have a better record. When
yeah, and I think it's because, Rob, they are so used to playing a one-man show. You know, so when it's – when like – and by that – so Luka's got the ball and he's doing his thing – and everybody's playing off him. They know where to space. They know, you know, when to set the picks because they're just playing off him and getting to the right spots for him to pass it to him or shoot it if he doesn't shoot it. Same thing with Kyrie, right? When Luka's out, Kyrie just steps into Luka's role and they're fine. But when you got both of them out there, now you got two playmakers and the other three, the spacing is a little off. I don't think they instinctively know what to do and where to go. And I think that little split second difference hurts them because obviously they're a better team with both of them as far as talent.
But going forward, what do you think happens? I mean, they gave up a lot for Kyrie. Are they going to? I mean,
at this point, Rob, we'll see what happens in the playoffs, right? But if they go out in like the first round or losing the play in, I don't know. I would think that Kyrie's probably not going to be back. I mean, they might bring him back and say, we'll try it, right? We'll try it a
but
second.
But they might not offer him the
time.
Kind of contract that he wants, so
well,
he might not
I
be there
I definitely don't
anyway.
Think they'll do that. I definitely don't think they'll do that. I think the challenge, the problem, for lack of a better word, in Dallas, Rob, is that Luka, and I'm not even saying it's his fault, but they got Luka doing everything. Just like LeBron was doing everything in Cleveland his first go-round there. And that's hard to win a championship. And I don't think they're going to be able to win big like that. And so I think they should actually be playing differently. It's kind of like when it's a different, you know, era. And so the style is a little different. But you remember when Phil Jackson took over the Bulls. And he said, look, we can't have Michael Jordan doing everything.
Right. You're not going to win like that. Right.
Right. LeBron didn't win that way. Mike didn't win that way. Will Oscar, they didn't win that way. Luka's going to win that way, who doesn't play any defense.
Right.
So I think the Mavericks are doing him and themselves a disservice. I get it. He's your best player, right? Because I've talked to coaches. They're like, well, who else you want making the play? Who better to have the ball in? I get all that. But if you really – you, I think you have to play a style that's going to be – get everybody involved to some degree.
That's going to be conducive to winning long term. And you can't just – that's just a cop-out, Chris, to just say, well, he's the best player. Just give him the ball and move out of the way. Well, you've tried that.
Right.
And
how's it working out for you?
And it ain't working out, right? Long term, it's not going to work out. You already know that. That's insanity. Keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. You got to figure it out.
And also, Rob, and you know this, it's not going to attract other superstars. Now, Kyrie was traded there, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like a guy, anybody that can really do something on their own is not going to want to go there and just play off Luka. Now, Kevin Durant could, because he's a unique superstar in the way he
could
plays.
He can play anywhere. He can play with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right, and get his. But your average guy, and LeBron kind of had that issue too, Rob. You know? So it's not just Luka, but I just think that style of play is doing them a disservice. But let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We are talking Mavericks. First of all, the complaint by Mark Cuban, I think it's ridiculous. What do you think? And Luka, Kyrie, they're playing better when one of their stars is on the bench. I think it's because their style is a one-man show, whether that's Luka or Kyrie. And I think it's a disservice to their stars and their role players to be a one-man show. They need to play more team ball if they want to have a chance to win deep in the playoffs. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great job covering the association for Yahoo Sports. You've heard him here before, friend of the show, Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all?
We are great, brother. We are great. Let's start here. This Mavericks protest, what do you make of it? Was that the referee's fault, or you think this is much ado about nothing?
I think it's kind of much ado about nothing. Like, you see the ref point and turn towards the Warriors' basket, right?
Clearly, right.
And then he points to say timeout that way. I think the problem was the announcer, the PA guy, who's a Dallas guy, said the wrong thing, and they listened to what they heard as opposed to what they did or didn't see. And if that's the case, since when do you take the ball at the opposite basket of where the ball went out of bounds at? It just seems like
That's a good point, too. I hadn't even – honestly, you're the first person I've heard even say that, Vinny, but you're right. You're absolutely
right. It's a coaching snafu. It's either a coaching snafu or a player IQ snafu or whatever the hell it is. But if the ball's under the basket, that's where it gets taken out at. And even if it's your ball – shouldn't one person be down there trying to inbound the ball? Nobody was down there.
That's a great point.
Vinny, why was the referee, the one lone referee down with the – did that make sense? Where should he be, the referee who was down there with
Well, it was one of the Mavericks. Three was down there on the Mavericks side of the floor.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so much space to cover, and where the players are, you kind of spread. You got one on the baseline, you have one on the opposite end kind of in front of – the broadcast table, the short broadcast table, not the long one, and then you have another one opposite bench. So it felt like they were in the right place. The players got to know. Like, now, don't get me wrong. If this is the playoffs, if this is the finals, I'm sure the refs will give guys a little more leeway. Hey, side out of bounds that way. You don't want to have that type of play determine that game. But also, let's be honest. Dallas had a lot of time to figure stuff out by the end of that game. They hit a three at the buzzer, which brought it to two. They had already lost the game. It didn't matter to me.
Right. What do you – and I know it's not a huge sample size, but the Mavericks are 3-6 with Luke and Kyrie playing, 4-5 when one or the other sits, you know, when one's out with injury. What do you make of this whole Dallas experiment with Kyrie and Luka?
I think it's less about those two, although I think you could make the sense that you got two ISO-heavy players and who else is going to get shots. But I feel like it's more about what they gave up. And they don't have interior defenders. They don't have wing defenders. Kyrie ain't going to defend nobody, and neither is Luka. Mm. And that's what you gave up in, you know, the Dorian Finney-Smith, who was basically the guy that guarded the Chris Pauls and guarded the Devin Bookers last year when they made that run. And they don't have a chance to replenish that roster this year right now. So knowing you're giving up Kyrie, getting Kyrie Irving, you know that maybe you'll have a chance to shake the roster up this summer, but maybe they didn't realize all that they were giving up as far as the intangibles.
Where are you on the Suns and just a lot of the steam or air out of their balloon after Durant got hurt? Doesn't mean that he's not going to be back and could still fit in there and they could still make a run. Does it seem like some of the air has gone out of that?
A little bit, but Rob, I think it's different if you're Phoenix or if you're L.A. If you're L.A. and you bring LeBron back, LeBron's coming back to a whole new team in a way, and you have to refigure your team around LeBron in a completely different way because he controls the offense, he's a distributor, these guys have learned how to play without them. In Phoenix's case, Kevin Durant, you can drop him anywhere on any team, regardless of what the system is, and he's going to play like Kevin Durant. He's not a high-maintenance player. That's not to say there's anything wrong with LeBron, but if you're KD, I think even though he hasn't played at all this year, I think you can look at it like, let's say he was injured all season with these guys and he had no training camp or nothing. I feel like you can drop KD in with those guys and have a reasonable chance. And here's the other thing. The Western Conference ain't that good. You know what I mean? So there's no one team that you're worried about from a sweat equity standpoint that's going to scare you if you're Phoenix. They might get beat, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
So you mentioned LeBron coming back, and a few people have wondered about what he's going to look like. You know, I mean, because LeBron's not easy to adjust to. How do you think it works? Let's assume he gets back, you know, late in the season, last week or whatever. How do you think it works? Do you think it – obviously, he's their best player, but do you think it could be
Are we sure that he's their best player, Chris?
I think AD should be, but I think LeBron's more consistent. Now, AD's obviously a way better defender at this point.
Right.
But I just think he's a little more inconsistent. Sometimes, you know, just not engaged as he should be. But regardless of that, even if you want to say AD's the best player, how do you think the them bringing LeBron back is going to work?
Chris, I mean, put it like this. You got Rob over there with you. Rob is 75 years old and lost 35 pounds. How hard was it to lose these 35 pounds this time compared to last time? You know what I mean? Like, when you get old, whether it's basketball years or dog years or life years, like, sometimes it ain't easy. And I think for LeBron to be able to come back from that injury, we're going to assume that he's going to be LeBron James at peak everything. And I don't know if that's a realistic expectation. He's gotten hurt every year he's been in L.A. with the exception of the bubble year. And those guys have learned how to play without him. I'm not one of these idiots saying, man, LeBron's going to take the ball out of Austin Reeves' hands.
I ain't that stupid.
You know what I mean? But there is an adjustment period that you're going to have to make for him. And if LeBron has a foot problem, that means he ain't playing no defense either. That means you got to overcompensate for a lot.
Yeah, he wasn't defending anyway, but yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's a good way of looking at it. And where are the Knicks to you? Can they make – are they just a pretty good team that's going to maybe get out of the first round or not, Vinny?
Rob, you know what they're like? They're like when you approach a beautiful woman on a date – they're like, Rob, you got a little money, you're tall, but something's quite not right here.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't quite there.
It's been so long, Rob doesn't remember that.
What? Are you kidding? Hey, I married the most beautiful woman in Detroit. Do never forget that.
And Vinny that was
and
years
she left
ago.
You. And she left you.
Why do you got to pour salt in my wound?
And she wised up and left you. Thank you so much, Camille Green. I love you for that, right? But no, what for the Knicks, I don't think they're as good as Philly or Milwaukee or Boston. I'm not sure if they beat Cleveland in the first round because that looks like to be the 4-5. And if it's two evenly matched teams, I tend to go with the best player, and the best player is Donovan Mitchell, a guy that the Knicks couldn't get. Now, I think it won't be like a couple years ago when they played Trae Young and got embarrassed. I think it'll be a closer series, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I wouldn't pick them to win. And even if they did, and you're playing Milwaukee next, you're getting packed up.
We got about a minute left for your answer. You concerned about Boston? I mean, they were 4-2 on their recent road trip, so they're not playing as badly as some people think, but do you have questions about them entering these playoffs?
Yeah, they don't feel as good to me as they did earlier.
Absolutely, I got questions. Because last year, they were storming coming into the playoffs, coming post-January. This year, they stormed off starting the season, and they've been kind of sputtering post-February. I still think they're a good team. I still think once they're completely healthy, they're a complete team. But I got questions, especially defensively, about them and how they're going to play, especially with Al Horford being older. Jaylen Brown, you wonder where everybody's head is going to be at. And you don't have Ime Udoka there, and this new guy – you know, Joe Mazzulla, we got a lot of questions about this guy still.
Right, right. All right, that's our man, Vinny Goodwill, Yahoo Sports. Great stuff.
Thanks,
as
Vinny.
Always, brother.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.